Year celebration in London.
Another China season in Britain. Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Yang Li.
大家好，我是 Daisy。今天我们带大家去伦敦著名的维多利亚和阿尔伯特博物馆，那里正在举办同中国文化节有关的活动。
The Victoria and Albert Museum held 2 days of Chinese New Year celebrations. There are dragon dance, martial arts, Chinese chess, calligraphy, and Chinese painting.
Dragon dance, 舞龙, martial arts, 武术, Chinese chess, 中国象棋, calligraphy, 书法, and Chinese painting, 中国绘画。
Have you noticed that the tea ceremony is attracting a lot of visitors, Daisy?
Yeah, I wonder what people make of it.
We know how to brew Chinese tea. Then we are going to serve everyone a little portion of tea for tasting. Today, we specially prepare 桂圆茶. It means lucky fruit tea in Chinese. And it's made from dried long yam.
My name's David.And I thought the Chinese tea ceremony was very interesting. The tea was lovely, and I loved the delicacy of the ceremony, cups and pots and things were very beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
How about the thought that put into the making the tea and the savouring the tea?
For me, that is quite important. I myself drink...always real tea at home. I don't use tea bags. I make proper tea and I'm very interested in that whole process of doing it. I think it's very nice.
David says he loved the delicacy of the ceremony.
喜欢中国茶道中考究的礼仪, the delicacy of the ceremony.
He never uses tea bags, but always drinks real tea.
他这方面显然同大多数英国人不一样。茶叶袋, tea bags.
Now, let's hear some comments about other forms of Chinese art.
Dancing and music. 舞蹈和音乐.
It's beautiful to see all the different arts here. See the slow, what I would call slow dancing, where it's sort of gymnastics and yet it's dancing, and it's just so different and interesting.
It's fantastic to see all these people come over from China and celebrate their culture and their celebration here in London. It definitely brings a lot of colour, especially to London and the streets and Leicester Square, and to the museum, the Victoria and Albert Museum, and some other places where they come and visit.
I like the sound of Chinese music very often, as I've just experienced. It's very soothing. I like to see people in Chinese dress.When I see, just seen the demonstration that I have today, I found it mesmerizing. I like hearing and seeing Chinese culture.
Let's look at some of the words they used. Slow dancing.
慢舞
Gymnastics.
体操
Soothing.
舒缓的
Last but not least, the word mesmerizing.
Mesmerizing.就是迷人或引人入胜的意思。
Well, Chinese painting and calligraphy attract a lot of visitors too in the Victoria and Albert Museum.
My name is Sheila. I think it's opening up to the British community what the traditional cultures are in China. I think it's a very good thing. I'm very interested in the whole Chinese culture, the health arts.And the painting, and I'm a student of Chinese painting myself. I'm really learning, and it's nice to see the demonstrations from two very good experts here.
Yes, I mean, we understand that the calligraphy is the big thing, so you use all the calligraphy strokes in all your painting, and the philosophy behind what you leave out is much more important. It's the precious space.
I just think it's wonderful to see the culture. You start to appreciate...how other people's lives evolve. And I just think the Chinese are fabulous. Everything's so smooth and thought through. But I must say the painting, the freestyle painting, it's wonderful because she's just expressing her thoughts through her mind.
She thinks that the Chinese are fabulous.
Fabulous, 很了不起的。Then she may want to see more of the coming events.
Yes, in fact, the whole China season, organized by China Now, will last about 6 months until the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics.
由时代中国主办的中国节活动将贯穿2008年上半年，直至北京奥运会开幕式。
You know, this is the largest festival of Chinese culture ever in the UK.
啊，这是有史以来规模最大的中国节活动。英国各地将举办800多场包括表演、展览和讲座在内的文化宣传活动。
In our next program, we'll be looking at what Chinese people in Britain think of these events.
Make sure you log on to our website at www.bbcchina.com.cn and see you next time.
Bye!
You're listening to BBC Learning English.